Outside Health and Fitness Podcast, episode 112, Transformation.
Darren Hardy said, the difference between the 12 people that make it on the cover of Success Magazine and all the other individuals who don't is small decisions made every single day. And that's what adds up to this amazing lifestyle that you see these people live that you desire.
Welcome to the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. We're getting outside the box, outside our comfort zone, and outside and in shape. If you're bored with the same old fitness routine at the gym and you're ready to try something new, then this is the show for you. We're exploring new and fun ways to get fit on the trail, on the water, on the slopes, and outside.
Hi, this is Steve Stearns from OutsideHealthAndFitness.com. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. If you're new to the show, we like to stay fit and active by having fun outside. We like to ride, slide, run, walk, hike, bike, golf, roll, swim, and ski. If it's fun outside and it keeps us healthy, we love it. So if you're like us and you want to be healthy, active, and have fun outside, then you found the right place. So today's show is all about transformation, and transformation is a thorough and dramatic change. It can be a change with regard to your body, your self-confidence, or even your entire life. And my guest today transformed all of those things in her life, and we're going to talk to her about that. You're going to hear a story about somebody who went from spending 6 days in jail, being $50,000 in debt, weighing over 300 pounds, she went from that to running her first half marathon, becoming a two-time international best-selling author on an international tour. She traded a 24 Pepsis a day addiction for an outdoor high-intensity training habit. What a transformation. She completely turned things around. It's a really inspirational story. Also, I've got Jessica Bailey back on the show, and she's going to share a tip on helping you get more from your push-ups this week in the Sassy Girl Exercise Tune-Up segment. So stay tuned for that.
OutsideHealthAndFitness.com.
So last week on the show, we had Anna Noble and Wiley Nelson from Suncoast Paddle on, and they were talking about paddleboarding and all the wide variety of things that you can do on these paddleboards. There's huge health benefits, and it's a great way to get off the trail outside and explore nature. Now, listen, if you miss that episode, you might have missed some of the other exclusive articles that I send out every week in the newsletter. You know, the newsletter is great. It's free. Every week I deliver a notice and a brief overview about the latest episode, including some exclusive health and fitness information, articles, resources, that sort of thing, and I send it right to your inbox. I also include a free morning Tabata routine as a special thank you for joining the community. The Tabata routine shows you how in just 10 minutes in the morning, you can rev up your entire metabolism for the entire day. It's an amazing workout, and it can really help you transform your body, kind of like what we're talking about on today's show. You are going to love it. I know you are. So just head on over to outsidehealthandfitness.com/112 and sign up for the free newsletter now. Just hit pause. Don't worry. I will be here when you get back. I promise I'm not going to go on without you. You are way too important. Why would I do that? So it was 2011, and things were not going well for Melissa. She wasn't healthy. She felt like she had no purpose in life. Her weight was out of control. She was drinking upwards of 24 Pepsis a day, and she topped the scale at over 300 pounds. But things actually got worse. She spent 6 days in jail. She was over $50,000 in debt, and she even had her car repossessed. Fortunately, her story does not end there, and I'm excited to have her on the show today to share with you how she transformed her body, she found purpose, and dramatically turned her life around. So let's get started and jump right into my interview with Melissa. Okay, Melissa, I'm so happy to have you on the show, and I can't wait to hear all about your success and this journey that you've been on. I guess to start with, I'd really like to find out what prompted you to get started on this mission, on this goal to transform your body.
Well, first, Steve, thanks for having me. And you know, what prompted me to be on this journey really was very low self-esteem and low self-confidence and low self-worth. And I knew that if I wanted to, you know, think more of myself, value myself higher, and attract what I wanted to attract in life, there was no greater way to do that than to start a journey of transformation.
Yeah.
And, you know, that transformation is not just done in the gym, but it's done in the kitchen, and it's done by drinking water and doing, you know, healthy things every single day, whether we want to or not.
Right. You have to kind of develop these healthy habits, right?
Yeah, I know. And I think there's more times I don't want to do it than I do. But at the end of the day, I know that every small step I take forward is going to impact my body, and it's really just helping me create longevity and add years to my life that weren't there before.
Have you always struggled with your self-esteem and all that, or is this kind of a newer thing for you as you went through different changes in your life?
So I think I would say I've always struggled with self-esteem issues up until the last probably year and a half, where I've just become like incredibly confident and going to take over the world type of thing. But, you know, it's still an issue. And I think a lot of us have these body issues, whether we want to admit it or not. Mm. And the thing is, you know, we look in the mirror and say to ourselves, like, are we really that fat? And most of us aren't even really that fat. Or are we that skinny? Or do we have to have this body type? Or, you know, whatever the case is, I'm not tall enough, I'm, you know, short, whatever.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. But yeah. The point is that, you know, I struggled for most of my life with it. And every time I would look in the mirror, I would just like not have the confidence I knew I should have or could have.
Yeah.
And that was really like killing productivity and everything else around me. And that kind of thing like affects your friends. It affects your family. It affects who you're dating. It affects so many more things than just you.
If you have low self-esteem and low confidence, it just kind of bleeds into every aspect of your life.
Yeah. So you're going to be the person that's like negative Nancy walking around complaining that the sky is falling. And you really, truly are, because now I've noticed that as, you know, I've become extremely confident and extremely passionate, that many of the people that, you know, first walk into gyms or first get into fitness are really, they're scared, they're fearful, they don't know what the journey is going to look like, and they really don't understand how hard it's going to be.
Yeah, because everything that you hear on TV makes it seem like it's easy. Just put in this tape and do this thing and bam, you look like this, right?
Yeah, that's the other thing. It's definitely not easy, but once you get started and make the commitment to work out, to eat healthy, to put water into your body every single day, and you find what works for you, then you're going to be more successful at it, and it's going to be more sustainable long term. What I find people like doing is at the beginning of the year, oh, let's go to the gym for 3 hours a day and work out for like this for 14 days. And then let's cancel our gym membership. Right.
Right.
That's not sustainable.
Yeah. You try to bite off too much, too big of a chunk.
Yeah. And they do it with water too. They'll intake like 2 gallons of water a day for like the first 4 days. And then they're like bodies drowning in water. And really most people don't know this, but there is a point where you drown your cells out and actually are storing fat because you're drinking too much water.
Right. It's a balancing act. When you and I were talking before we got started here, you reminded me that there's this term that you made up that I just love. Can you explain that term?
Yeah, it's called gymtimidation. And basically what it is it's men and women who are intimidated by going to the gym just simply because they're comparing themselves to the people that are there who are muscular, who are fit, who right. have, you know, the perfect body type, if there even is one.
Yeah.
And they do this outside in their real life every single day. So they're doing this comparing in the mall, at work, online, everywhere. And that's what I'm talking about. It affects their self-esteem and self-confidence so much more. So gymtimidation is really just a factor of men and women competing against each other in a way that benefits absolutely no one.
Yeah. And it can be, particularly when you get started, no matter what shape you're in, it can be really intimidating because you're walking into a new place with people you don't know, with strange equipment. You're not exactly sure what you're going to do yet or if you can do it, on top of comparing yourself to everybody that's there.
Yeah, and it really sucks when you first get started, I'll have to say. It does, because you are on something that you've really never done before, and then you've got these thoughts running through your head like, am I going to be successful?
Right.
And even when you get to the point of having the body that you desire, the standards get raised once again, and you're back at square one thinking, you know, can I really do this?
Right. Yeah, the crazy thing is that no matter where you are in your situation, there's always somebody that you look at and go, oh man, I wish I was in, you know, I wish I had that job, or I wish I had, you know, that lifestyle or that, you know, body image or whatever it is. But there's always somebody looking at you saying the same thing.
Oh yeah.
You know, just kind of keeping that in mind, right?
Yeah. And the big thing is, like, nothing is going to be more important to you during the journey of fitness or any other journey you decide to embark on in your life besides your mindset. Your mindset is going to make or break you every single time, but it's especially true in fitness.
Yeah. What are some of the things that you learned? And I want you to at some point reveal how successful you've been in this journey, because I'm so impressed with that. It's great. But what are some of the things that you learned along the way? If you were to talk to your former self when you were getting started, what's some of the advice that you would give?
Don't think you can do it all without accountability, because you've never done it before. So when I first started, I thought I could do everything without somebody holding me accountable or somebody helping me go step by step and create the roadmap along the way. So I too would find myself at multiple gyms with multiple memberships, and I would go there for, you know, 2-3 hours at a time, wear myself out. And now I'm at the point where I just literally do exercise outside 12 to 20 minutes a day, twice a day, once in the morning, once in the evening. And as a result, I've been able to lose half of my body weight over the last year. So
that's incredible.
Yeah. Well, thank you. But it's not over. It's not over. But the thing is that you really have to focus on the small steps every single day. So, you know, the water, the health food. Darren Hardy said the difference between the 12 people that make it on the cover of Success Magazine and all the other individuals who don't is small decisions made every single day. So even if it's your birthday, you're not going to be found eating cake. You're going to be found eating salad. And that's what adds up to this amazing lifestyle that you see these people live that you desire, but you don't have the discipline and the tenacity to actually follow it through.
It's funny because I've talked with some other people on the show before who said very similar things. That I think one of my favorite ones is my friend Jessica Bailey. I do another show with her, and she said, what you eat in private, you wear in public. And it's so true. It's you really have to make those good decisions throughout the day. And not that you deprive yourself, but you do have to make really good judgments and good decisions and understand that there's consequences to everything, positive and not so positive.
Oh, and there definitely is. Like, I can tell you, I was a soda or pop addict. Like, you would find me drinking soda, like, I probably drank a 24-pack a day.
Wow.
I mean, I drank Pepsi. Like, there was, like, a market for drinking Pepsi. I just had to drink Pepsi. Every single day, at every hour or every minute of the day, you would find me drinking Pepsi. So last year, the guy I was dating at the time said, don't think about taking yourself off of Pepsi all at one time, because you're going to find yourself sick. And I was like, don't tell me what to do. Yeah. And that is when the journey began. And I have not picked up any kind of pop or soda since.
Wow. That's amazing. That alone had to be a tremendous boost to your system. Because, I mean, the sugar in, I mean, a 24-pack a day. Wow.
Oh my God. Like, you wouldn't even believe it. Actually, I think I lost a significant amount of weight by just stopping the Pepsi.
Yeah.
And people don't even realize this, but the sugar that you're addicted to, whether it's Pepsi or not, the amount that you put in your body actually affects your mind much more than you know. So you'll notice when you get off this sugar type substance that your clarity increases, your productivity increases, your mindset can actually focus on what you really want to achieve. And as a result, everything in abundance increases.
It's a very addictive substance. You take a look at a piece of cake sometimes, and you know, everyone's it's the peer pressure thing. Everyone's just celebrating or whatever. And you look at it and you go, you know, I really don't want to have that. Oh, well, I will. And you have it. And within 2 minutes after eating it, you go, ugh. It's like this addiction thing that's really, it's really got a hold of people.
Yeah, I think sugar is more addicting than like marijuana, cocaine, or any other drug on the planet right now. It is something that people are absolutely addicted to and completely unaware of.
Yeah, it's in so many things for sure. You were talking about that you like to spend, you said 12 to 20 minutes a day outside exercising. So,
yep.
So what exactly are you, what do you do? What type of exercise are you doing?
HIIT workout, so high intensity training. And I love them because I've studied the difference between full body workouts, which is what HIIT training essentially is. Mm-hmm. And I can't think of the word right now, but basically workouts where you work one body part at a time. And the difference is the molecular and physiological changes that happen inside the body. So when you do a HIIT workout, a high intensity training, you actually burn 9 times more fat and it burns for 48 hours after you do the workout versus training one part of your body, like the biceps or the legs or whatever it is at a time. So you get that much more effect from a higher intensity, lower standard workout, so to speak.
Yep. Yeah. I had gotten into the Tabata training, which is very similar, you know, to the high intensity training. And it's just, it's like getting an hour's worth of a standard workout in a compact period of time, because you're just going full out as hard as you can for short periods, right?
Yeah. And the funny thing is, you'll notice even the most elite fitness people have a difficult time doing this kind of workout because it's so intense.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember working out with this guy, and he came in full force. He was so prepared to beat everybody else out, but he had never been to this outdoor fitness class before. And he literally like collapsed. And I was like, oh, you know, why don't you get up and start working out harder? And he never collapsed again because he had that sort of intimidation factor. Like he should be better than everybody else because he was so much fitter than everybody else.
Right.
The reality is these workouts are extreme.
Yeah. They are. And that's what they say. The times that it doesn't work is if you approach it the way that you would approach another workout where you're pacing yourself. You know, you kind of go, well, I've got to do this for a half an hour, so I'm going to pace myself, and you just don't go full out. Have you experienced that?
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm training for a half marathon in April, and, you know, they say, okay, I'm totally not a runner. I'm definitely not. I'd rather lift weights or do high intensity or whatever, but not running. But I had promised my friend, I was like, hey, yeah, I'll hold you accountable. And as a result of saying that, I end up signing myself up for a half marathon.
Good for you. That's awesome.
So they say like run 3 miles the first week and then you do like 17 weeks of this training. Well, I know while most people's bodies can handle running, I'm not going to push my body into handling running. I'd rather exercise my mindset to keep myself going for 13 miles than to exercise my body for 17 weeks to prepare for something that's going to take more willpower than it's going to take, you know, being fit.
Right. It's going to be a mental thing at a certain point just to keep going.
Exactly. And so while she's, you know, busy running 3, 5, 7 miles a day, I'm like, I'm not doing that.
So this is going to be your first half marathon, you said?
Yeah, this is going to be my first time running anything.
Wow. So really? So you skip the 5K and the 10K and go right to the half marathon?
Yeah, only because I told her I'd help her be accountable.
That's awesome. And maybe she kind of fooled you a little bit too, right? So she motivated
man.
You.
Just yesterday, she was asking, what app can we use to keep ourselves accountable? And I was thinking to myself, I'm doing my HIIT workouts 12 to 20 minutes a day.
That's right. All we have to do is call each other. That's it.
Right.
That's great.
Right.
Now you also are, and this makes a lot of sense because you're very into, you know, the mindset and success and goals and all that. You're a best-selling author too. Can you talk about some of your books.
Yep. So I know you asked me to mention this earlier, and I am a 2-time international best-selling author and award-winning entrepreneur. So my job is to really help people achieve their next level of success, whatever that looks like for them personally or professionally. And no, I'm not a fitness instructor, so you won't be seeing me do that, but I do know what it takes to transform the body, and I'd love to help inspire people to do that. And so if I can just be there for them, that's awesome. But, you know, I wrote 3 books in 2014, Be Ballsy, How Not to Suck at Love, Success, and Happiness. Be a Baller, The Blueprint to Have It All, which is basically 25 traits and characteristics entrepreneurs or people need to have in order to attain the level of success they want, no matter if it's in finances or if it's in health.
Yeah.
And then finally, Bold, Helping You Unleash the Hero Within.
Yeah.
And basically, you know, that's about taking risk and getting rewarded. You know, I actually have a close friend of mine in the fitness industry who does $500,000 a month in revenue. And it's because, you know, she went from having 2 small children and getting divorced because her husband was cheating to realizing that she was 75 pounds overweight and needed to make the transformation. But, you know, for myself, I actually went from the world of retail over, I was over 300 pounds. I was like, I didn't know what my passion was. I ended up spending 6 days in jail, was 50 grand in debt, maxed out 5 credit cards, had my car repossessed, and life really, really sucked for me at the point I decided to make a decision to change. And now just 4 years later, I am going on an international tour with Les Brown. I am named by the National Council of American Executives as the top 1% of executives in the U.S. in 2014. And, you know, I've been on the cover of Evolution magazine as their top power player under 40. So a lot has changed, but it's only because I've decided to change.
Yeah, that is amazing. I have to have you back to tell me that story, because that's incredible. Wow, that is just amazing, Melissa. You just went from one extreme to the other with your life. And I was going to say, I love the fact that, you know, you're writing books about getting everything you want, being successful, how to do it, how to be bold. And you're not just writing the book, you're actually doing it, you know, so you have a tremendous amount of credibility.
Yeah. And that's the thing, like my writing style is super different than any other author I've read. And I've read, like, I read 10 books a month. So I read way more than the average person. But the reality is that I speak from my own experiences, and I wouldn't tell any of my clients or anybody else to do what I'm not doing every single day. So
yeah,
I'm making these commitments, I'm making these decisions, I'm following through, and I'm doing what I need to do to inspire the world by just being me.
Wow. All of those stories are just truly inspirational, that you have the fortitude to put those things in place and follow them through and get what you want. I love the turnaround. You have to tell me that story sometime.
Absolutely. You got it, Steven.
If someone wants to get your books or find out more about you or get in touch with you, how can they do that?
I make it super simple. Everything is on BriellaArion.com, including the story in video format.
Oh,
so BriellaArion.com.
Okay. And what does that stand for? What is that?
So Briella is female, and it means in God I trust. And obviously I had faith to get me through the good times and the bad.
Yeah.
And then Arion is male, and it means melodious or musical. And I have a tendency to talk and sing almost all day, every day. So that's where that came from.
Great. All right. I figured there was some hidden meaning in there for sure. That's
there
awesome.
Is, and people tell me all the time, like, change the name of your company. It's so complicated. I'm like, I'm not changing anything about it because it has significant meaning for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's unique, you know. You're not going to get confused with somebody, so.
No.
I'll make sure to have a link in the show notes to your site so that people can click on that and go right over there, too, and check you out. Is there anything that you would like to cover that we didn't cover, or anything you'd like to say before we sign off?
I would just say, like, know what your self-worth is and then do everything in your power to make sure that your body stands for what you think you're worth.
Melissa, it was awesome having you on the show. Thank you so much for sharing your story and your inspiration.
You got it. Thanks for having me.
Okay, it's time for the Sassy Girl Exercise Tune-Up with my good friend, fitness instructor, Jessica Bailey. Jessica is back to help you tune up some of your favorite exercises so you can get the maximum benefit from the time you put in. Hey, Jessica.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
Yes, thanks for coming back to help us with our exercises, make sure we're getting the most out of them. What are we talking about this week?
So this week we're talking about the mechanics of push-ups.
Okay.
And I want to talk about flaring of the elbows.
Ah, it's kind of like flaring of the nostrils, but it's not the nostrils.
No, not at all the nostrils.
Okay.
So internally rotating your hands, like turning them inwards, causes the elbows to flare out. But many times when people put their hands straight, they still flare their elbows out.
Mm.
And it bleeds power and makes it impossible to create a right amount of torque throughout the chain. So okay. Don't do that. Keep your elbows pulled closer into the body. I would say like 45 degrees. It doesn't have to be straight out. Your elbows don't need to be in line with your shoulders. And they don't have to be right next to the body. I would say somewhere in the middle. Find a happy medium.
Okay. That's perfect. So, and I've kind of experienced that before. I've flared my elbows out, and it seems like it gets easier in terms of the push-up mechanics. And then when I have my elbows right against my body, it's a lot harder, and it also feels like I might be ready to hurt myself in some
way. Oh, yeah. When your elbows are in close, you're working your triceps.
Yes.
So you're not getting chest work. But yeah, of course, if you're bringing yourself too low, you're going to put stress on your shoulders, and you're going to probably put stress in your low back. So bring your elbows out just a little bit away from the body. They don't have to be in real tight.
Awesome. That's perfect. Well, thank you so much for that. That's a great thing for us to work on this week.
No problem. Good luck.
Okay, thanks. So today we learned that transformation takes action and vision. Making a dramatic change in your health and your body can give you the confidence to realize the success that you want in life. I want to thank Melissa for coming on the show and sharing her amazing story of transformation with you and I today. I'll have links in today's show notes from Melissa's website where you can hear more about her inspiring story, check out her books, and connect with her directly. I also want to thank you for listening to the show and being part of the Outside Health and Fitness community. If you haven't yet, sign up for that free weekly newsletter while you're on the site. You'll get exclusive Outside Health and Fitness articles, resources, and my morning Tabata routine as a special thank you. So stop by outsidehealthandfitness.com/112 for all of the links that we talked about today. Thanks again for listening to the show, and I'll see you outside.